Greetings in the name of Jesus. Welcome to Right Hand Apostolic Network team meeting. One of the things that I would like to cause you to understand and see is that everything that happened in the early church, all of the churches that were planted, the spread of the gospel, the changing of people's lives, all the healings that took place, all the supernatural that went on as a result of teams. Apostolic teams. It wasn't just one individual. We get a picture sometimes of the Apostle Paul trudging along all alone through the wilderness to preach the gospel. No, he had a team with him. In many cases, he had an entourage of people that traveled with him. Time and time again, you'll see where he left and disciples went with him. That when he and Barnabas were going out for the second missionary journey, they were deciding who was going to be part of the team to go. Peter, when he went to Cornelius's house, stopped on the way at Antioch and picked up his apostolic team to go with him. And it was so important for that because when he came back to Jerusalem and he was sharing how the gospel and the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given to the Gentiles, they weren't fully convinced until his team confirmed for them that they had seen it as well. So you can see somewhat of the importance of apostolic teams. I believe somewhere around 2003, the Father has gone about restoring apostolic teams, team ministry. The pastor-only model of church is over and done with. We've gotten all the mileage out of that we could possibly get. It is now time for the church to become extremely supernatural.
Amen.
In everything that we do. And that's part of the vision of Right Hand Apostolic Network, to see apostles formulate their teams, to see pastors come together so that there can be not only a time of encouragement, but there can be a time of confirmation, the same way the team in Acts 13 came together, the prophets and teachers, and confirmed for Barnabas and Paul. It was time for them to go on. And also send them on with provision as well. So you can see right there the truth of the Word of God, that the pattern's there. We just need to have the revelation and see it and follow the pattern as the Holy Spirit shows us and guides us in the way we should go. Having said that, I want to introduce you to Right Hand Apostolic Network team. I have to my right, and I'm going to say it this way, Amos called to be a prophet by the will of God.
Amen.
And then we have Sandro, called to be a pastor by the will of God.
Amen.
I'll start with you, Amos, called to be a prophet by the will of God. And no, I won't keep saying that every time. But I think we can agree on something that Paul so often shared when he wrote the letters and so forth, and when he called them brethren. I think we can agree on that we can call ourselves brothers. Brother Amos.
Yes.
Brother Pastor. Because one of the things I've noticed about apostolic ministry, we're not all into titles.
Yes.
See? We're brothers first.
Amen.
And that's a covenant term, which we'll get into later. However.
Amen. Hallelujah. Teamwork is a great blessing. Because when you are part of a team, you benefit from the wealth of wisdom and knowledge of others that you do not have. For instance, from the time of working together with Apostle Yami, it has been a real blessing. I've really learned a lot from him. I've tapped into his wisdom, and many things he shared with me has helped to completely turn our ministry around. And if, you know, you operate by yourself, you know, you only operate with what you have, the wisdom you have, the knowledge you have. So you are kind of limited. But when you work in a team, you benefit from the wealth of wisdom and knowledge and understanding of others. And that's one of the blessings of operating as a team. And right here, Apostolic Ministry Network has blessed me, has blessed our ministry, and I believe that it's going to be a blessing to all of you pastors and ministers of the gospel who come alongside. You are also going to be blessed as we have been blessed, because one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can do even much, much more. So Amen. Teamwork is very important. The Bible encourages unity. You know, we are members of one body, though we are different members, but together, we join together, and each of us benefit from one another. That's the essence of the Apostolic Network. We join together, and we all benefit from one another. And with that, we become a stronger team, and we are able to accomplish more in a limited amount of time. Jesus is coming back soon, and we have to be an effective church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, unity. It's like, wow, one of the most important things that has been established. You know, we were able to see, and even in Jesus' ministry, when he started ministry, he started alone when he got baptized, but yet he started picking out his disciples. You know, it's very important how he even knew that teamwork was very important. Even acknowledging that the one that was going to betray him was going to be among those 12, so that his mission could be completed. Me personally, unity, we have to understand that Jesus himself prayed for unity. You know, before it was his time to go, or his time to be turned in to the hands of the enemies, prayed to the Father. He said, let them be one with me, as me and you, Lord, or Father, we are one. I want to encourage you that by yourself, you can't do nothing. Just thinking that, you know, you need no covering, it's another big mistake that many of us commit. And I thank God for Right Hand Apostolic Network has been helping me so much. Thank you, Pastor John, for receiving me. Wow. Amen. And for all the time that you dedicate to sit with me and educate me in those areas to be able to be a successful man in the calling that God has put in front of me. Amen. But I encourage you guys, seek unity. Seek unity. And it's one of the main things that we here in the Right Hand Apostolic Network, we focus on is unity. We know how important it is. We need you the same way as you need us. Unity. There is power in unity, and it's time for us to stand in unity and declare what God has put in front of us to conquer, to be able to come and educate and be able to prepare the saints for the work of the gospel. I know and I pray that each and every one of you can be able to come into an agreement and say, I need this. I can't do this alone. Amen. And there's power in unity. And Right Hand Apostolic Network is here to unite with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, amen. I'm going to pose a couple questions.
Amen.
For you. And I believe it'll help those that are listening, of course, to hear your answers to the questions. And I'm going to pose the questions because I'm going to pose them from what I've had other pastors ask me.
Okay.
Well, they'll come and they'll say, I can't get anybody to do anything in my church. What would be your answer to that question? What would be your answer to that problem? What is it that you do, for example, to cause people within your church to, let's phrase it this way, function?
Amen. All right. People will not be motivated to do anything that they do not understand. That's a very key point. In order to have your people, your workers mobilized and to be effective to do, to lift your hands in accomplishing what God's called you to do, one of the things is to teach them to pin out the vision that they will be able to understand. Because if they do not understand where you are going, what you are trying to accomplish, it's going to be very difficult for them to follow your leading.
Right.
Amen. And I'm in total agreement. If we put it this way, you know, if you get hired for a job and the supervisor do not teach you what is your job description, what you have to do, then therefore you're not going to be able to be successful. You're not going to be able to get the job done. Mm-hmm. So, I believe that, equipping the saints, it's one of the main things. We have to teach them the word of God. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that selects and puts in your heart what is your calling, you know. And it's like, for an example, sometimes that, you know, we hear or we say we receive a prophetic word over our lives that we're called the pastor. So automatically we think that we got to get up all of a sudden and just go ahead and open a church in that moment. But yet we have no idea what it is to be a pastor, only because that revelational word came to our life or that prophetic word. It doesn't mean that it's the time. Mm-hmm. You see, many times we have to say, okay, it's like, for an example, if my daughter wants to be a doctor, all right, it's in her heart, you know, that's her dream to be a doctor. That means that now she has to go to school and be educated in that area,
right,
and receive the credentials to be able to get to that point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in ministry, when there's a calling upon our lives, and us as pastors, we have to be able to have that gift of discernment to be able to also see that drive that they have in that area of ministry. Mm-hmm. And once we're able to, one of the things that I also do as well is that I ask them, you know, sometimes it's okay to ask them, because, you know, you're able, if somebody say, oh, I'm called to be a pastor. Well, now when you're looking at everything they do, how responsible they are, everything they do, you know, you're able to see how much work needs to be done,
right,
how much teaching you need to bring to the table.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To be able to direct them in that calling, in that position of office where they're going to be taking. That's the way I would approach it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now you use the word equipped. Mm-hmm. Now that word is found in Ephesians chapter 4.
Amen.
We're looking at the 11th verse and the verses that follow. Now that word equipped then becomes a key word.
Mm-hmm.
Because fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, every single office, every single ministry called in the fivefold ministry, everyone is called to equip. So that's something that we don't have to struggle to know and understand.
Mm-hmm.
It just says it right there. Yeah. Scripture, written word, is your best source,
yeah,
of any wisdom or knowledge to move forward. So it says equipping the saints,
mm-hmm,
for the work of the ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's look at equipped for a second. If a pastor, for example, understands my job is to equip, okay, well, it also follows that as a pastor, I need to be equipped.
Amen.
That's right. All right? So let's look at the word equipped for a second. And we'd like to go back to the Greek. I believe the Word of God is without error and inspired in the original language.
Amen.
Greek, New Testament, Hebrew, Old Testament. Mm-hmm. The translations, well, we give them a little slack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why we go back and look at the original meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And the original meaning is in the original language. So the Holy Spirit picked out those words to put in to the Word of God for a reason, mm-hmm. to cause us to understand.
Yeah.
All right? Now, equipped. All right? What does that mean to you, the word equipped?
To train, to empower, to strengthen, to build.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
It's the same thing he said. It's to empower, to train, because it's also a training.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to lead them to Scripture so that they could be able to, in other words, be dressed in the full armor of the gospel.
Okay.
Which is something that we all need. Amen?
Amen.
Now, all of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Adding to that, mm-hmm. augmenting, equipping is the Greek word katartismo. Katartismo is the same word that is used when it was said of the disciples, they were mending their nets.
Mm-hmm.
They were katartismo, their nets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the first thing that happens when we as Fivefold Ministry begin to equip, we're mending mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm.
Putting them back together.
Mm-hmm.
See? Healing. Healing their broken heart, healing their physical body, healing their mind is part of the equipping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's very difficult to do your share or the work. See, it's the work of the ministry. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry is work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so sad for those that attend church who don't think the pastor works. They ought to just strap it on for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Couldn't be farther from the truth. But yet, they have that mentality, unfortunately. It's just another lie the devil tries mm-hmm. to plant, get some traction. However, when we see mending, we see not only the mending or making whole. Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? Well, wholeness is everything about me functions properly. My mind, my will, my body. Because you cannot do the work of the ministry if you're in that condition.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes extremely difficult. Now, you're talking about mending. That's one aspect of it. The training is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a phrase that's interesting. Making fully qualified for service.
Mm-hmm.
Making fully qualified for service. So there's an aspect of ministry that we often miss because we're not understanding the qualification aspect. Now, Jesus has qualified us for salvation.
Amen.
Qualified us for heaven. Mm-hmm. Qualified us that we're righteous. Mm-hmm. Okay? Qualified us that we can say, Daddy God, Father, qualified us to be sons, daughters of Father God. That has all been done by Jesus to qualify us. He qualified us for all of that.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
But now that we're qualified as sons, the Father says, how would you like to operate and function in God and Son's business? Mm-hmm. We're part of the Father's business. Okay. Jesus said, don't you know I'd be about doing the Father's business? Now, because of that, just as you had mentioned, there is the process of being qualified to mm-hmm. work in the business. Mm-hmm. That means I got to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the Lord wants us to know what we're doing.
Amen.
Now, I submit this. One of the reasons that it's difficult, quote unquote, to get people to do things, it's not them. Mm-hmm. Now, both of you did, I'm going to say, well, mm-hmm. because you didn't put it on them. Mm-hmm. All too often, pastors fall into a trap. They blame the people. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come saying, you just got a whole mess there, you poor thing. Okay? And I remember the Spirit of the Lord dealing with me as beginning to pastor years ago. And he said, where does it say that I bring you the finished product? Mm-hmm. Is it not the lame, the maimed, mm-hmm. those that come?
Yeah.
I'm bringing them to you for you to equip them. You fix them.
Yeah.
Now, I maintain this. If pastor's having a problem and he's winding up doing everything and all of that that goes on so often is, I submit, he's not doing his job.
Yeah.
Which is equip. Now, it is not good for man to be alone. You know, when God said that in Genesis, that's for all time, everything.
Yeah.
It's the power of God speaking. Mm-hmm. When he said it's not good for man to be alone, period. That's the way it is from then till now.
Yeah.
Okay? It takes fivefold to equip.
Amen.
Pastor cannot do it alone.
Amen.
This is a direction. This is what we want to have pastors understand and receive.
Amen.
At the same time, we cannot separate ourselves from gathering together four times of encouragement, four times of confirmation, four times of receiving wisdom one to another.
Amen.
See, I'm as interested as learning from the both of you in the same way. Listening. Well, hey, that's pretty good. Amen?
Amen.
The word says, encourage one another.
Yeah.
Encourage means put courage into. What is discourage? Take courage out of.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord knows we're around enough people
yeah.
who are trying to discourage whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Keep telling you how you can. Mm. Well, apostolic, right-hand apostolic ministry wants, a network wants to say to every pastor, you can do it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Close us in prayer.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you first and foremost for this gathering. We ask for those that are watching, Father God, that they can acknowledge that it's not good for man to be alone. Mm. That they can acknowledge that there's power in unity.
Yes.
Lord, that they can acknowledge, Lord, that it's about fivefold ministry, which is it's the greatest thing that has been established by God for the church.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that we could come to our senses and acknowledge that fivefold ministry, it's needed so that a church can move in power.
Amen.
Right now, Father God, we thank you for those that are listening. We thank you for those that are taking the initiative to say, I need that in my life. I need that for the congregation. And we are going to join. We are going to join in unity with Right Hand Apostolic Network. Father God, we bless them right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.